section of the course with singing the first song in the songbook, listening to the first story and singing these first songs from the story called The Six Ways of Remembering the Lama. And it's at least the first couple songs are very much connected with Guru Yoga. And this morning, Rinpoche said we should see how the way in which Milarepa remembers his Lama and thinks of him, and also the reasons why he remembers him. This is what we should be aware of.
From the accounts of binding harmful spirits under oath, the story of the song, Six Ways of Remembering the Lama. Namo Guru. At Garuda Fortress in Chonglong, Jetsun Milarepa, the Lord of Yogins, was abiding in the luminous clarity of Mahamudra. At one point, he rose from his meditation in order to prepare a meal, not to mention there being no tsampa, salt, butter, or meat. There was not even any wood to prepare a fire, or even any water to boil. My renunciation is too strong, Milarepa thought, and he went out of the cave to gather some wood. As soon as he had filled the apron of his cotton robe with sticks, the wind suddenly started blowing very hard. When he held onto his robe to keep it from blowing off, the wind snatched away the wood. When he held the wood, the wind grabbed at his robe. Milarepa thought, I have been meditating in mountain retreats for this long, and I have still not abandoned ego-clinging. What is the point of Dharma and meditation? What is the point of Dharma and meditation practice that do not get rid of ego-clinging? And then he said aloud, if you would like this cotton robe, take it. If you'd like this wood, take it. I renounce them both. Then his lack of sustenance overcame him, and he fainted, remaining unconscious for a short time. By the time he woke up, the wind had calmed down, and he saw his robe dangling from a branch high in a tree. With his heart filled with sadness, Milarepa sat down on the flat top of a rock the size of a sheep and rested in equipoise. He looked to the east in the direction of Drowolung, and he saw a white cloud floating in the sky. Under that cloud is the Dharma land of Drowolung, where my Lama Marpa the translator resides, Milarepa thought. And he remembered the times he spent with his enlightened lord and lady, and how his Lama used to give explanations of the tantras, empowerments, and practice instructions to Milarepa and his Vajra brothers and sisters. How I would like to go meet him now, Milarepa thought. And on top of his earlier sadness, his powerfully vivid memories of the Lama brought immeasurable sorrow to his heart. Weeping many tears, he sang this song of six ways of remembering the Lama as an expression of his sorrow and longing.
Marpa, kind father, who clears away my sorrow, this beggar has a sad song to sing to you, my Lord. In the sky to the east of these red rocks of Chonglung, a white rain cloud is floating silently. And down where that cloud now casts its shadow is the great Dharma realm of Drowolung. The mountain behind is like a mighty elephant. The mountain in front like a great lion. And on high on a throne made of stone from the heavens, on a soft deerskin seat, who doth reside. Marpa, kind father, who clears away my sorrow, this beggar has a sad song to sing to you, my Lord. In the sky to the east of these red rocks of Chonglung, a white rain cloud is floating silently. And down where that cloud now casts its shadow is the great Dharma realm of Drolung. The mountain behind is like a mighty elephant. The mountain in front like a great lion. And on high on a throne made of stone from the heavens, on a soft deerskin seat, who doth reside. The king who sits there is the translator Marpa. If I were there now, how happy I would be, though my devotion is weak, oh, how I wish to meet him, though my longing is slight, I wish to meet him so. Whenever I think it is of the great Lama, when I meditate, I remember my father. Noble lady, dark Mema, dearer than my mother, if I could meet you now, how happy I would be. Though it's so far away, the journey would be hard, I wish to see her so. Whenever I think it is of the great Lama, when I meditate, I remember my father. The four happy shakers of the whispered lineage, when bestowed through secret symbols, what a wondrous joy. Though I could not offer much, I still yearn to request them. Though I could not be their sponsor, but I long to receive them so. Whenever I think it is of the great Lama, when I meditate, I remember Marpa. The profound tantra of the glorious Evajra, when explained by my master, what a supreme joy. Though my prajna is slight, I still long to request it. Though my faculties are dull, I still yearn to hear it so. Whenever I think it is of the great Lama, when I meditate,
profound practice teachings of Naropa's six dharmas. If I could hear them now, how happy I would be. Though my courage is slight, I still long for these teachings. Though my diligence is weak, I wish to practice them so. Whenever I think it is of the great Lama, when I meditate, I remember Marpa. All my dear Dharma friends who have gathered there in faith, if I could meet you now, how happy I would be. My experience is poor and I've no realization.
I don't know much, but I still want
to discuss
Dharma with you.
Whenever I think it is of the great Lama, when I meditate, I remember Marpa. Though my devotion knows well that you never leave this beggar, remembering you, Lama, from deep down in my heart, makes me wish to see you so that I cannot bear this torment. The pain in my chest steals away my breath and speech. Father, so kind, please assuage your child's sorrow. Kindest one of all, make my sadness go away.
After Milarepa finished singing, he had a vision. On top of that very same cloud, which now looked as if it were draped in silk banners brilliant with the five colors, was Lord Marpa, radiant with even more splendor and glory than ever before, riding towards him on a white lion bedecked with many jewels. "Son, great magician," Marpa boomed, "why do you call me with such intense longing? Have you lost confidence in the Lama, Yidams, and rare and supreme ones? Are your thoughts fixating on adverse conditions? Has the obstacle of the eight worldly dharmas entered your retreat? Is the demon of hope and fear disturbing your mind and making you sad? Or are you serving the Lama and rare and supreme ones above, being generous with sentient beings of the six realms below, and meeting with the harmonious conditions for purifying negativity and obscurations and giving rise to positive qualities in between? Whatever it is, there is no way that you and I could ever be separated. So get on with your practice, that you can be of benefit to the Buddha's teachings and to sentient beings." This experience so completely filled Milarepa with joy that it was almost too much for him to bear. In response, he sang this Vajra song.
Now I've seen the face of my father Guru, heard his in Latin speech, and this beggar's anguish is turned to bliss in a most wonderful experience. Remembering the Lama's example of the path to liberation, devotion and realization I find are rising up from a deep inside. Now I've seen the face of my father Guru, heard his in Latin speech, and this beggar's anguish is turned to bliss in a most wonderful experience. Remembering the Lama's example of the path to liberation,
Devotion and realization I find are rising up from deep inside. The blessing of his great compassion has entered into me. And everything that is not Dharma I have left behind so easily. I sang a sad song because I missed the guru and it hurt the Jetsons' ears. But I couldn't help it and I'll do it again. Please hold me in your great compassion. I have heart, bone, diligence in my practice. I'm not deterred by pain. This is how I offer my service to and please my Father Guru. When I'm wandering from retreat to retreat, I travel on my own. This is how I serve and how I please the flying lady Dakinis. I'm not concerned for my own welfare, true Dharma is all I do. To the Buddha's teachings, this is the way I offer service night and day. In all I do, I practice the Dharma and I'll practice it my whole life. This is the way I am generous with sentient beings protectorless. I've got a heart bone that's happy when I'm sick and that feels delighted to die. This is the broom that sweeps away the bad things I've done and my obscurations. Austerity is the way I live, won't do wrong even for my food. This is the conducive condition for experience and realization. The way I repay my Father Lama's kindness is with my practice. Lord Guru, please sustain your son with your great and noble compassion. Please bless this beggar that he will keep to his practice deep in mountain retreat. To his practice deep in mountain retreat. To his practice deep in mountain retreat. Yeah.
So Milarepa sang, and invigorated with joy, he retrieved his robe, picked up some pieces of wood, and returned to his retreat cave. When he arrived, he found that five iron atsaras with gaping wide eyes the size of soup bowls had entered the cave. One was sitting on the Jetson's bed teaching the Dharma, and two others were listening to him. Another one was preparing food, and another was ruffling through some texts. At first, Milarepa was startled. Then he thought, the local deities must be unhappy and have sent these magical emanations. Wherever I stay in practice, I never have any torma to offer, but I do offer praises of the place and its gods. I should offer a praise of this place now. Then he sang this Vajra song of praise.
Emma, this secluded retreat in the mountain is a place one can find enlightenment. The siddhas of old blessed this place with their practice. This sacred place where I stay on my own. Emma, this secluded retreat in the mountains is a place one can find enlightenment. The siddhas of old bless this place with their practice. This sacred place where I stay on my own. Nestled in the red rocks of Chonglun is this fortress lair of Garuda. The melody changes a little bit, so I'll sing the next verse. Above rain clouds are circling, below a river's flowing, in between the vultures are soaring, over Chonglung's red rock hills.
Above rain clouds are circling, below are rivers flowing, in between the vultures are soaring over Chonglong's red rock hills. In meadows the plants are blooming, in the forest the trees are dancing, the bumblebees are buzzing in Chonglong's red rock hills. The flowers' sweet smell wafts cheerily, the bird's sweet song goes cheerily, cheerily, oh, Chonglong's red rock hills. The birds fly high to make their wings strong, the monkeys jump to make themselves strong, the deer run fast to make their legs strong, and I train making both body cheetahs strong. I'm friends with the local guardians, so all you goblins gathered here, drink this nectar of love and compassion and return from whence you came.
When the Jetson sang this, the Atsaras displayed blatant contempt for him and flashed angry-looking glances at each other. Then all of a sudden, two more Atsaras appeared, making seven in all. Some of them scowled and bit their lower lip. Some of them gnashed their teeth and bared their fangs. And some laughed and made menacing sounds. Then they all gathered together and began to stab and swipe at the air in threatening gestures. These spirits are beginning to make obstacles, the Jetson thought. And he glared at them fiercely and recited wrathful mantras, but the Atsaras did not flee. Then great compassion filled his heart, and he gave them a Dharma teaching, but still they did not go. Finally, Milarepa thought, Marpa of Lodrak pointed out all phenomena to be my own mind, and mind itself to be the union of luminous clarity and emptiness. I have cut through all doubts about this, and am certain it is true. If I now cling to these obstructing demons as existing outside, what good is all the difficulty I have put myself through in my retreats? Fearless confidence arose within him, and he sang this Vajra song of having confidence in the view.
Father, you vanquished the army of the four Maras. Mapa, the translator, at your feet I bow. We of the human race call ourselves human beings, but I was born to a white snow lioness. In my mother's womb, my three energies became complete, and as a baby lion cub, I slept in our den. As a lion youth, outside our door, I stood on guard. Now that I'm fully grown, out in the snow I roam. Let the snow swirl in a storm, even blizzards don't make me afraid. Let crevices be steep and deep, they do not worry me. Father, you vanquished the army of the four Maras. Marpa, the translator, at your feet I bow. We of the human race call ourselves human beings, but I was born to a white snow lioness. In my mother's womb, my three energies became complete, and as a baby lion cub, I slept in our den. As a lion youth, outside our door I stood on guard. Now that I'm fully grown, out in the snow I roam.
Let the snow swirl in a storm, even blizzards don't make me afraid. Let crevices be steep and deep, they do not worry me. We of the human race call ourselves human beings, but I was born to the royal Garuda clan. While I was in my egg, my two wings grew strong and feathers sleek, and as a Garuda chick I slept in our nest. As a Garuda youth, outside the nest I stood on guard. Now that I'm fully grown, throughout the skies I soar. So let the skies be vast, I am not afraid to fly afar. And let the canyons be narrow, they do not worry me. We of the human race call ourselves human beings, but I was born to a great whale family. In my mother's womb, my bright golden eyes began to gleam. And when I was a baby whale, I slept in our cove.
No.
And when I was a baby whale, I slept in our cove. And when I was a baby whale, I slept in our cove. As a whale youth, I swam out front to lead the school. Now that I'm fully grown, I swim to the ocean's ends. So let the waves be big and rough, I am unafraid. Let there be lots of hooks and nets, they do not worry me. We of the human race call ourselves human beings, but I am the son of the Kagyugurus. In my mother's womb is where faith arose in me, and as a baby Kagyupa I entered Dharma's door. As a Kagyu youth I studied at my lama's feet. Now as a grown great meditator I wander in mountain retreats. So let the violent demons rage, I am unafraid. Let the spirits play their many tricks, they do not worry me. When a lion roams through snow, the lion's paws do not get cold. If a lion's paws got cold when roaming through the snow, it would not be of much use to have strong body, speech, and mind. When Garudas fly high in the sky, they do not fall down. Having giant wings would be of little benefit. When a whale leaps, the waves can push it around. If the waves could really push around a big strong whale, being born in the sea wouldn't be of much benefit. A stone cannot cut a great rock made of iron ore. If a stone could cut through a rock of iron ore, refining it down into iron wouldn't be of much use. I, Milarepa, am not afraid of demons. If a demon could really frighten Milarepa, although this yogi realized realities through nature, his realization would be of little use. Listen, band of demons, goblins, ghouls, and spirits, if more of you could come now, wouldn't that be wonderful? Please don't rush away, won't you stay here for a while? We could have such an interesting little chat. If you must go soon, please at least just spend the night. We can have fun contests of body, speech, and mind. We can see the difference between virtue and non-virtue. I just won't let you leave until you've made an obstacle. If you cannot make even one tiny obstacle, think of how embarrassed you'll be to have shown up here.
When Milarepa finished singing, he was filled with the pride of his realization and he barged straight into the middle of the circle of Atsaras. The Atsaras were terrified. Their eyes darted back and forth, and their bodies shook so much that everything in the cave suddenly started to vibrate. In a flash, they all dissolved into one, and that one was carried away by a swirling wind until he, too, completely disappeared. The Jetsons' enlightened intention was, this was the work of Binayaka, the king of obstructing spirits. He tried to do me harm, and the wind that blew away my robe and wood was his mischief, too. The Lama's great compassion, though, prevented him from hurting me. The whole incident provided an inconceivable enhancement to Milarepa's practice and realization. Thus ends the story that is called The Song of Six Ways of Remembering the Lama, sung as a result of meeting Binayaka, King of Obstructing Spirits, or the Red Rocks of Chonglong, or the story of Milarepa gathering wood. These three titles refer to the same series of events. May everything be positive.
Jane just left to go pick up Rinpoche, so I think we have probably 10 minutes or so. We'll just take a break until then. Rinpoche comes.